For years, asthma specialists have argued about whether a commonly used drug sometimes makes the disease worse. Last month, the Food and Drug Administration approved strong new warning labels on medications containing the drug. But the debate over whether it should stay on the market continues, as NPR's Richard Knox reports.
20 million Americans know the wheezing and breathlessness of asthma. That's a big number. It explains why you see so many ads for asthma drugs on television.
I have asthma. And even when I thought I had it under control, I still had symptoms.
This is an ad for the leading asthma medication inhaled by millions every day.
So I talked to my doctor about Advair.
Advair contains two drugs. One reduces the swelling in lungs and air passages. The other drug relaxes those airways, letting more air through. It's called Salmeterol. It's the controversial one.
In patients with asthma, medicines like Salmeterol may increase the chance of asthma-related death. Advair won't replace fast-acting.
Advair's maker has to air that caution because a large study in 2003 conducted by the manufacturer turned up evidence that patients taking Salmeterol had twice as many life-threatening asthma attacks as people taking a placebo, and four times more asthma-related deaths. One analysis of that data suggested that African-American patients were particularly prone to problems with Salmeterol. Dr. Shelley Salpeter of Stanford University wasn't surprised by those results. She says studies as long ago as 1990 indicated Salmeterol can aggravate inflammation in the lungs even as symptoms get better. That can result in sudden, life-threatening asthma attacks.
There was an impression that these drugs were good and were actually controlling asthma in a majority of patients, and that is what was incorrect.
Incorrect, she says, according to the results of a new analysis she and her colleagues report in the current Annals of Internal Medicine. They pooled data from 19 studies that enrolled nearly 34,000 people. Salpeter says the new analysis reveals a larger problem with Salmeterol, which is called a long-acting beta agonist.
It's not just a small number of people that may have some strange reaction to it. In fact, we found that long-acting beta agonists increase the risk of hospitalization for any form of asthma.
Salpeter says overall, patients taking the drug were about three times more likely to be hospitalized for asthma attacks and 3.5 times more likely to die. She calculates Salmeterol causes one death for every 700 patients taking it for a year. That implies the drug may be causing several thousand deaths a year nationally. Salpeter thinks the drug should be removed from the market. She's consulting for lawyers on possible lawsuits against GlaxoSmithKline, the maker of Advair.
I don't believe we should have a drug on the market that makes the disease it is treating worse and increases the chance of dying of that disease.
Glaxo spokeswoman Mary Ann Ryan dismisses the new analysis.
We see the conclusions as being inconsistent with a larger body of evidence and inconsistent with the real-world experience of millions of patients.
Ryan says a Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee had access to the same data Salpeter used last summer.
And the conclusion of that committee was that the benefits of these medicines outweigh the potential risks and that the drug should remain on the market. We believe that remains true today.
Not all doctors think drugs containing Salmeterol should be pulled from the market. Dr. Jeffrey Glassroth doesn't. He's a lung specialist at Tufts New England Medical Center in Boston. Still, he's troubled by the uncertainties surrounding the drug.
So at the end of the day, we're left with the fact that these medications can do good, but they can also do harm. And then the challenge is to figure out who are they likely to benefit and who are they likely to harm, and then prescribe the medicines appropriately.
Until then, Glassroth says asthma patients taking Advair or other Salmeterol drugs should monitor their symptoms closely and have a clear plan to seek help if they get worse. Richard Knox, NPR News.